Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Happy to be back to speak to all of you another week. Happy to be blessed to open my mouth to speak to you another week. Blessed to have opened my eyes this morning. Blessed to have made it through the week. That's the way some of you shall feel. Shouldn't feel. Oh, why did I say shall? Okay. Let's go with the real talk. Envy. Let's talk about envy. You know, some of us out here that doing what we're supposed to do, fine and good, but we don't know that we have people. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm excited about this. I thank all of my listeners. I thank all of my followers. I thank you so much. And I thank the snippers, too. You know what else to do. So let's go into this. The people that's doing what they're supposed to do, do not look to see what somebody else is doing. They have no time for that. They don't even know what you're doing. But you, on the other hand, talking about the wicked, you're looking and you're looking for something hard. You're looking to see what mistake that this person is making. But there's no mistake that this working person is making. There's no mistake. They're tending to their own business because they don't have time for you. A wise woman just brought this up not too long ago. Now, this is real talk. Please stop being jealous. Jealousy is a big thing around us, and it hinders you. It hinders you from doing the things that you need to do. The one that people are jealous of and the ones that are jealous of other people. But in this day and time, people are jealous of you over your shoes, over your stockings, your socks. They're jealous of you over dresses, pants, slacks, just all of that. And if they feel that you are doing better than they are, then they're ready to strike you down. They're ready to take your business away. They want to take your income away. They want to take your happiness away. And they sit back and laugh. But some of them come before your face and smile and grin like it's nothing wrong. They just want to see how you're doing. Now, you take notice. If you're in a situation where there's turmoil and you got somebody coming around every week, and it's unusual, I bet. And I'm willing to bet any one of you out here that they're coming around trying to see if you're doing bad enough. If they don't see that you're doing bad enough, then they're going to go back and do something else. There is a ritual to keep people away from your house. Fresh black candy. You take it and you inscribe the person's name on it. You let it sit for 3 days. And then you throw it across your dwelling. There's more to do with that, but I will not put that out there either because it involves going to the graveyard. Because that's for a serious situation. If it's not that serious, then, you know, less is done. So that's what this show is all about. And I want to go into what this show is all about for a second. This show is for everyone who has a unique interest in voodoo and other works of magic and many types of conjure. There's not just voodoo. There's witchcraft. There's a lot of things going on out here. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. If you're going through something like chronic headache, I use that as an example, hot feet. All right, the one that you suspect is the one that's doing this. If you do a simple little thing to clear and that stuff stops, then you know what to do next. You need a worker. never let anyone into your house that you really don't know. I don't care if they're coming with your relative. If they look suspicious, then more than likely they are doing something. See, all of us have that gut feeling, that gut instinct about it all, about everything. People, you know, it's not just us workers to sit here and see. It's people in general. You know when things are right and you know when it's not. That's one thing I wanted to get out. You know, you mess with the wrong people, so you'll get burned. Don't keep thinking that you're getting away with everything. No, because you're not. Because there's someone that sits up high and looks low, and he sees everything that you're doing. And he will cover you. And he gives certain people different gifts to help out down here. I call it borrowed angels. Anyway, using, no, I don't want to go into using. See, I'm going back and forth because there's so much to be said during this episode. You know, the people that are watching you is doing different things. Say if it's a woman, they could have drug dealers coming around. They're prostituting. You'll look at that house and you'll see cars going in all day. Times of the day and times of the night. Let me tell you something. I know you go on and say, shoot, we got something. But that person is the troublemaker of the neighborhood. That person is into all things. They're into going and fooling people out of money, asking for food, okay, and then sell it. They're selling it. When they should be really using it for themselves because that was a blessing. See, this messes up your blessing right there. You're doing all of these things, but you're trying to torture other people around you, your neighbors, your friends, mainly your neighbors, because you don't know what your neighbors are doing. They will not talk to you. And anybody in their right mind will not talk to you. Seriously. Okay, speaking to hurt an innocent child, may it be a newborn all the way up, 17, 18 years old, that is still a child. We are all children of God, but we're talking about our precious ones right now. Leave the young man alone, because right here in Psalm 27, it's talking about the enemies coming to eat upon your flesh, and they stumble and fall. That's because they're protected. And if they're anointed, that's even better. You never mess with God's children. See, this subject is very touching, and it can last for hours. You never do that. Leave these people alone. Because you're going to find yourself in a situation that you really can't get out of. You let the devil lead you so far out there, he's going to lead you praying, and you're going to be in trouble. But from what I see, this person is not even going to call on God because they think everything is funny. They probably don't even believe in God. Now, that's some real talk for you. Appreciating what you get. Okay. God, you pray, and God has blessed you. And you say something like this, well, I could have got more. If I had known this, I would have did this so I could get more. See, blessings are not always money. See, that's for the money hungry. A money hungry person is a sinful person. Because they're not going to appreciate what you do for them. They're not going to appreciate whatever they get. They have to keep going. They're scheming. They're stealing just to get money in their pocket. Everything is not about money. Blessings can come through being healed. That is a blessing, being healed. Blessing, having a roof over your head. Blessing, having lights and food and clothes on your back. Blessing. But some people don't appreciate that. My point has gotten across. Okay, I shall move on. All right, I would like to give another partial time tip for debt. I don't know why I'm doing that, but there is something that you do on a simple piece of paper. Let it not be green. And you do it in black ink, and it really brings your bill down. It's going to look like a triangle, and it works. It works. It even works with making a person disappear that you really don't want in your life. An example, let's say you have 20 million. You go to the next line, you take off the zero. You go to the next line, you take off the other zero. You end it at zero. When you're at zero, then you put that up. You play over it and you put it up. And it's supposed to be anointed. Now that's a conscious gift. Okay, dragon's blood breathe. It's used for clearance. It is used for luck. It is used for many other things. It actually clears things so that you can have luck. So, I would suggest that you ask your Bruce worker, your witch, your sorcerer, whatever you call us. See, the way I feel about that, I am whatever you say I am. I know what I was put here for, and I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to stop until God calls me home. So there's no need for anybody to think so. Now, Dragon's Blood Reed is about to be hard to find. But there's a couple of places, if you are interested in it, you can contact me. But I suggest you not work with it until you talk to a worker. See, this is some of our problem right here. We have know-it-all clients. And we tell them to do something. They decide that they're going to add something else to it or take away from it. And then complain in about a week. It doesn't take for 1 or 2 days for those bad results to show up. And we know exactly what you did. But, you know, most of us don't say anything because you're going to deny it. A lie is something that I hate really bad. Don't lie to me because I know. And I'm sure the rest of you feel that way. Now, let's talk about our changing weather. I spoke about the snow. We may get some more snow. Different places in the United States, yes, may get some more snow. If it is the first snow, you can catch it. You can catch the second snow. It is a healing, right? And there's nothing else special that you need to do with it. But put it on the ailing part of your body, and you'll see healing. Okay, sandalwood. There is red sandalwood and there is yellow sandalwood. It is used the same way. It is used for wishes, but it's done on certain days of the week. You write the wish down with one of those one of those conjurations. You write the wish down and you put sandalwood on it. But it has to be combined with something else. Your worker has to be doing something. And you put that in a dark place. And you take it out again and you add some more. Okay. After 3 weeks has passed, you burn it. You burn this. By then, you should see some of what you have wished for right there in front of you or in your hand. And speaking of hands, dirty hands are of the devil. Keep your hands clean. Keep your hands clean of mischief. Keep your hands clean of trying to destroy somebody else. Keep your hands clean of doing anything that's not usually you. You know, sometimes the devil can jump into you and say, you know what, speed up, not to cross the road and keep going. That's just an example. It is just an example. And I spoke about our lodestone since we talked about that. Do you know that the lodestone can be used in your vehicle along with other things? And it's a very small packet. And it's put inside your vehicle, and it protects you out there on that road. It protects you from people that's trying to rob you. It protects you from people that have road rage and want to do dangerous things. That's all protection, right? And the herb angelica is used in it. And there's a special oil that's used with it. It has to be anointed one time, and then that's it. Okay. Oh, I thank you for your for the listener. Oh, God bless you. Okay, now, your family. You know, there are a lot of us that try to do everything that we can to help someone else. Now, I'm still in the real talk, and the show is halfway over. And you do, and you do. But the more you do, the less appreciation you get for it. I'm already saying it. You don't get appreciated. Seem like the one that you're doing for is wanting more and more. Please don't feel bad because you have gotten tired. Everyone gets tired every once in a while because they feel like they're not really appreciated at all. And then there are those of us out here that appreciate the smallest thing. I know someone right now that appreciates the smallest thing and gets so happy and have water coming out of their eyes. The person I'm talking about has a big heart, a beautiful heart, beautiful inside and out, and has been here for me. Even we need people in our lives. You can't go through life alone. You need somebody there. God is always there. But he always sends someone into your life to comfort you. God comfort us. That's what I feel. Okay, let me move on to something else because I want to get it all out. I need to make this show a little bit longer. And I want to invite people. I would like to invite people because I haven't been doing it. Don't have questions. If it's not about the topic, if it's about situation, I'm ready to answer any question that you have. Don't be afraid to do that. That's what I'm here for. That's what I tell all of my clients. I'm here to do just that. Okay, as for prayer, you can pray anywhere. Someone asked me, well, if I pray over here, if I go outside and pray, God is not going to hear me. I have to get in a closet. If I pray in the middle of my house, God is not. God hears you anywhere that you are. You can go to the bathroom and pray, and he's going to hear you. Don't be afraid to open your mouth and give him the praise. Now back to the other thing. I feel that someone is confused on prayer. Prayer can be done any time of the day and of the night. Now, pine. I'm bringing up pine again because there's white magic as well as dark magic. Pine cones please have it sitting in something. Now, that really changes things if you are having work done. Just have them sitting in a certain place. And when it starts to shed, the little pieces start to fall off. Get another one and set it there. It will enhance your work. There's two rituals that's done with pine needles. You have to boil those pine needles. And yes, it's a beautiful scent. But going to get pine needles will draw attention to you. See, everybody is watching everything. That's the point that I'm trying to get out. They're watching everything. So pine saw substitutes pine needles. We all use substitutes sometimes when it comes to this work. Now, I have given out a whole lot. So I need to talk about lying people. You know, we work hard, as I have said, we risk our lives for you. But when Miss Worker or Mr. Worker has a client whose life is in danger, they're sick, and they say that they're ready to do their work, and they wait and wait and wait. And when it gets to the worst part, then they decide they are ready. Don't expect us to move mountains in about 3 or 4 minutes. Some cases take a little bit longer than others. And anyone with a good working brain can realize this. It takes a little bit more time. You should have started when your worker told you to. I talk about passing up blessings. Oh, gracious, what if you were in a situation where you had a lawsuit and your worker did such good work and you're getting all these blessings coming through? $500,000, $700,000, $900,000. But you pass it up because you want a yacht. You pass this up, I want a yacht, I want a jet. You pass up your blessings, you're getting greedy. God has already blessed you, but you're getting greedy. Okay, when you pass up something like that, you're going downhill. And you're going to go, on a jet. Just think about riding that jet all the way downhill. It's crashing. Well, you're going to crash after that. So people realize your blessings before you make mistakes. Think about the situation. Think about what you ask for when you come to us. Think about what we have told you to do and the work that we have done for you. I know that sometimes when you try to contact us, we're a little bit busy and can't get to you right there. Don't fret. Ask for me. Don't fret. You will hear from me before the end of the day or the next day. But keep in mind, you are covered. That's what I want you to know. You're covered. So don't worry. See if you pray. Don't worry. If you worry, don't pray. So don't worry. If you run into one like me, then there's no need to worry because I'm always on the job. See, this kind of work is, to us, it's like taking care of baby. Okay. We're taking care of that baby. Every morning, noon, evening, and night. And we're dedicated to what we do. So, I want everyone to know that. Now, as for setting your lights, if you have lights to set, and I'm going to explain the lights in case, you know, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Candle. Lamps. If you're using the lamp, there's a certain way to do that. But if you're doing the candle, I talked to you about counterclockwise and clockwise. Counterclockwise to read, clockwise to burn. In some cases, if it's bad enough, it's the opposite way. But always be careful. Never let anyone know what you're doing. If you're in a home with different people, this should be done in private. Things like this should not be talked about. This is the real reason for this show today. Things like this should not be talked about. You can't go and brag to a friend for, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. You don't know who your friend talks to. And they may not mean to talk about what you have said, but somehow it comes out. And then there's difficulty in your case. See, that's just like the cheesecakes of the world. And another thing, if you have one worker, do not go and get another. If you're going to do that, turn the other one loose. You don't need but one because we all work differently. And some of us are more powerful than others. I'm not going to tell you how powerful I am, but I'll tell you what, I don't have any complaints. Now, I'm hoping that everyone has taken all my words with them during the week. In Psalm 27, and you should read that, verses 1 through 6. It's about your enemies coming to harm you, but they can't. There's nothing that they can do with you anymore but slow you down. They can't harm you, and that's what they're upset about. Because they couldn't harm you. They couldn't take you out. So they go and try to take your breath away, burning black candles. Yes, I say it, never burn a black candle unless you are instructed to, because that is very dangerous too. You may end up doing something that you don't want to do. So there are many things that can be done with that. You will end up in purgatory for the rest of your life. Well, the rest of your days and your afterlife. So you have to be careful. Never go to sleep on a black candle. You can get your enemy with a black candle. You just, you know, put arms, feet. I'm not going to say the rest, but once you finish with it, there's a special way to dispose of it. So don't mess with that unless you are instructed to. Today's lesson also is follow instructions. Today's lesson is to listen. Today's lesson is to stop being jealous. Today's lesson is to leave the children alone. And arguments, I'm going back to something that's an everyday thing, an argument. No one is hearing if both people, if it's two people, and both of you are yelling, no, you're not hearing anything. See, my show was on different things today, and I had to rush. So, next, I will be laid back. But to everyone, I hope that you have really been blessed this past week. I hope that you have enjoyed your weekend. And many blessings be poured upon you. But most of all, please listen to this. I have sent out many messages during this episode. It may be scrambled to you at first, but as you listen and listen to this, you'll see what I'm speaking of. Young lady, you need to think and stop communicating with the wrong people. Well, I am at the end of this episode, and I send much love to y'all. I will speak to y'all next week. And to my loving mother, I love you so much. And my sister, and my nephews, and my nieces, I love you also. Goodbye.